Good afternoon, folks. I think we'll get started. Congratulations to all of you still willing to learn after what I'm sure has been a long and involved day. We hope we can make this worth your while. My name is Bill Keck. I'm former director of health for the city of Akron and professor emeritus of family and community health sciences at the Northeastern Ohio Medical University and current chair of the Council on Linkages between Academia and Public Health Practice. And the Academic Public Health Caucus has asked me to be your moderator today. I need to start by assuring you that I have no financial issues to disclose to you related to this presentation. The caucus is it's a platform for APHA members to talk over issues that are of mutual concern about academic public health, such as academic public health practice. And specifically, the caucus provides a forum to showcase and learn about innovations in education training and academic research, not only from the public health academicians, but also from practitioners within public health institutions that administer or participate in academic and practice settings. The session is going to focus on various approaches to competency-based education for the public health workforce. And I think what the style we'll use is we have five speakers, and they're expecting to talk between 10 and 12 minutes. We're one short, so we're hoping the one we're missing will show up. What I plan to do is introduce each one before their talk rather than introducing them all at once, so you'll have fresh in your mind what their qualifications are relevant to the comments they'll be making. And I think given that we have five and an hour and a half, we ask you to make note of any questions you have for each one of them, and we'll take questions at the end so we don't get so involved in answering questions that we shorten the time available to some of our speakers. So we'll start with Ms. Tanya Ms. Tanya Montoya, who is a research associate at the University of North Carolina Center for Public Health Preparedness. Her current responsibilities include the development, training, and implementation of a center-wide training evaluation strategy. And additionally, she provides project management and develops curricula on a variety of public health topics for state and local partners, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Field Epidemiology Training Program, and the Pan American Health Organization. Her professional experience includes research, curriculum development, and teaching in the fields of health behavior, epidemiology, HIV prevention, violence prevention, and reproductive and sexual health. She's going to be talking to us today about from competency to knowledge, skills, and attitudes, and effective collaborative process. Tanya?
See if I can get out of here.
It's tight.
Thank you. So today I'm going to discuss a collaborative project that our center engaged in with partners to develop a set of subordinate learning outcomes for a newly issued set of national preparedness competencies. But first, no conflicts of interest were identified by the presenter or other staff on this project. The learning objectives for this presentation are to provide an overview of a collaborative process used to develop knowledge, skills, and attitudes, or KSAs, for a new national public health preparedness competency set, to discuss how Bloom's taxonomy of learning domains was used as a guide for that process, and to describe the measures taken to ensure that the KSAs would meet the needs of public health practitioners. In this session, I'll briefly review the background for this work, including the issuance of a new National Public Health Preparedness and Response, PHP&R, core competency model, and the funding of the National Network of Preparedness and Emergency Response Learning Centers, or PEARLS. Next, I'll go over the rationale for developing a set of learning outcomes, or KSAs, and how this process was carried out. And finally, I'll review what came out of the process and what the next steps are. The PHP&R core competencies are a proposed national standard of behaviorally based observable skills for the for the workforce to prepare and respond to all hazard scenarios. Issued in December 2010 by the CDC and the ASPPH, the competencies were developed to fulfill a mandate in the 2006 Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness Act, or PAPA. This mandate was to develop a competency-based training program to train public health practitioners. And the intended audience is mid-tier public health workers. So here you have the PHP&R competency model. There are 18 competencies organized into four distinct domains: model leadership, communicate and manage information, plan for and improve practice, and protect worker health and safety. These competencies are not intended to replace other competency sets, but were developed to reflect and build upon existing competency models and to supplement existing core public health competency models, like the one shown at the bottom of the screen. Along with the development of the preparedness competency model, in 2010, CDC issued a funding opportunity to establish PEARLS at accredited schools of public health. The PEARL program replaced a previous program, the Centers for Public Health Preparedness. 14 PEARLS were established, including our center at the UNC Gillings School of Global Public Health. And this is a CDC-funded five-year cooperative agreement. The purpose of the National PEARL Network is to meet the preparedness and response training and education needs of the U.S. public health workforce and to specifically address the educational components in the PAPA legislation. Each of the PEARLs serves a different geographic service area, and there is a variation in target audience. The UNC PEARL works with local and state health agency partners in four states: North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. As part of their charge, the PEARLs are tasked with developing trainings that address the PHP&R competencies. So this is the primary focus of the centers, but there is also an opportunity to develop other preparedness training materials to meet identified partner needs. Soon after the PEARLs were funded, CDC initiated a core curriculum framework, a set of instructional elements to be applied to all of the center's core competency-based training programs. The framework guides instruction and focuses on uniform outcomes, enables common evaluation, and supports the spirit and intent of PAPA. The common instructional elements of the framework used by all PEARLs are listed here. The first charge that the PEARLs had was to develop the KSAs for each competency, and that is the focus of this presentation. As a first step towards developing learning outcomes, or KSAs, the PEARLs were asked to submit a list of the competencies they would be most interested in working on. The UNC PEARL used a multi-pronged approach to selecting these competencies. First, we solicited partner input, which we did in two ways. In North Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee, we met with selected stakeholders in each state who knew the training needs of their state public health workforce. In these meetings, we shared the PHP&R competency map with stakeholders and asked which competencies were most relevant to the workforce and training needs. In West Virginia, we carried out a similar stakeholder meeting, but also had the opportunity to carry out a statewide training needs assessment based on the competencies which were distributed to state, regional, and local preparedness staff, as well as staff with training responsibilities. We then compiled a list of competencies of interest from each of our state partners. We also carried out an internal process where we looked at our strengths, interests, and current resources, as well as our external resources to identify those competencies where we felt we had the most expertise. Mapping out both of these approaches gave us a clear area of overlap, which led us to select the competencies listed here. These selected competencies were then sent to ASPH. ASPH gathered all 14 PEARLs competency requests and from those formed subgroups which were charged with working together to develop KSAs for their specific competency. Three UNC PEARL members participated in this process, one on each of the subgroups listed here. The subgroups conducted all of their communication via conference call and shared e-workspace provided by ASPH. The inaugural calls were conducted within the first weeks of January of this year. In order to standardize the development of each learning outcome, ASPH and PIRLS agreed to use Bloom's taxonomy of learning domains when developing the KSAs. Bloom's identifies three domains of learning, which are listed here. All three domains in Bloom's taxonomy are further subdivided into the simplest behavior to the most complex behavior. Most of you are probably familiar with this illustration of the cognitive domain, which shows a hierarchy of abilities from remembering, the most basic form of cognitive learning, to creating the highest form of cognitive learning. Bloom's taxonomy also provides specific verbs to use when writing learning objectives, or in this case, outcomes. For consistency, the PIRL groups agreed to use these verbs when creating learning outcomes. For the three competency groups that the UNC PIRL participated in, all groups with slight variation followed this format. At the initial meeting of each group, a plan was established of how to proceed. Each PIRL worked independently to develop expansive lists of potential learning outcomes for each competency. At UNC, we consulted internal and external experts, as well as reviewing internally and externally developed training materials to compile our brainstormed list. The proposed KSAs from each PIRL were then combined into a single list and discussed by the competency group. On conference calls, group members discussed the main concepts they felt needed to be included to meet the competency, ensure that the learning outcomes were appropriate for the target audience, and work to identify standards by which to further refine the list. One group member served as an editor to incorporate feedback and refine the list to avoid redundancies and make sure appropriate verbs from Bloom's taxonomy were used. At this point, we decided to send the lists out to our state partners for review. Feedback from our partners was brought back to the competency group during the ongoing refinement process. Lists were then finalized and sent to ASPH on February 18th. Over the next 6 months, the review and refinement of the KSA document occurred. Briefly, all group documents were compiled into master document by ASPH and distributed back to the PIRLS for review. Changes were then made by ASPH, and then a subcommittee comprised of volunteer members from the larger group was formed. The KSA consultative committee's charge was to further refine the master document by looking at each KSA and indicate whether they accepted with changes, or rejected it. They also looked for redundancies and correct use of Bloom's taxonomy verbs, and two members from the UNC PIRL were part of this subcommittee. Once again, all feedback and changes were incorporated by ASPH, and finally the document was released on September 7th. Here's a sample of some of the learning outcomes from version 1.2. Under the competency collect data according to protocol, a learning outcome is use standardized protocol to collect data. This is identified as a skill. Another learning outcome, identify key local resources of data, meanwhile is identified as knowledge. Overall, we felt this process highlighted both the benefits of involving multiple experts and participants in the development of KSAs, as well as the corollary importance of providing a clear roadmap for participants to follow to effectively execute such a project. The PIRLS are currently using the KSAs internally, and the network is working on a validation process before wider distribution to practice partners and public health practitioners at large. And before I end, I'd like to acknowledge the co-authors on this presentation as listed here, and also note that this work was made possible through fundings from CDC. Thank you.